Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Will Trump be indicted by the Department of Justice? Kurt Schlichter is here. And Adam Carolla cracks a few jokes about his new book. And finally, I tell you about a new billboard campaign that Turning Point USA is doing that you're going to hear a lot more about. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get involved with Turning Point USA. Start a high school or college chapter right now, today, at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Getting quite a response on the Sue the View topic. I'm going to ask our next guest about that, but I do want to ask about some other news of the day first. Kurt Schlichter is with us. He is always fun. He's the author of We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. Kurt, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show. Kurt, I want to start with you about this story that seemed to be breaking the last 24 hours, suggesting that the Department of Justice is criminally investigating Donald Trump for January 6th. What are your thoughts?
It just reminds me of Jeffrey Toobin making a Zoom call. It's a lot of undignified activity that is ultimately sad. Nothing's going to happen. I hope nothing's going to happen because this is kind of a recipe for disaster. The idea of trying a president who half the American population thinks was wrongly stripped of his victory in a Democrat stronghold, 95% Democrat stronghold like Washington, D.C. It's one of those things that pulls about five blocks yeah. of the Jenga tower that is our country
but,
out.
But why wouldn't they do it then, Kurt? I don't know if I totally see it the same way. They'd love to unravel the country. They would love to try to create some form of, you know, civil unrest that could only further justify their national police powers. I mean, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, look, they very well might. I mean, these guys aren't geniuses. These are the same guys who brought us, the Iraq War and the Afghan rout, and of course the Wall Street meltdown. So these aren't geniuses, Charlie. But I'm put to mind of place where I served in the Army last, which was Kosovo, where you had one group of people deciding they weren't going to play by the norms and rules anymore. And for a little while, they did okay. And at the end of the day, you know, I was walking through their utterly destroyed and ruined villages. Okay, these things boomerang and they accelerate. This is very dangerous stuff I write about in my new book, We'll Be Back, Fall and Rise of America. It's extremely dangerous. It's extremely short-sighted. And you'll notice, Charlie, I'm not talking about the legal stuff because as far as a legal case, it's absolute nonsense. It's just ridiculous.
No, I totally agree. Of course.
Of course, none of that matters.
Yeah, there's no disagreement there. And so, but the question is, will Merrick Garland then proceed with charges? We're going to get the clip in just a second here. But interestingly enough, Lester Holt's, the way he framed the question, the way Lester Holt framed the question was very telling because Lester Holt said, don't you think this is going to tear the country apart? And then Merrick Garland said, no one is off limits. So, Kurt, I would love to see the active Department of Justice investigation into Bill Clinton's visits to Epstein Island if no former president is off limits.
Yeah, that's going to happen. and it will happen. Look, everything's on the table if they criminally charge Donald Trump with a nonsense crime in a biased venue. I mean, everything's on the table. And I think the Republicans are going to take back the House. Well, and the Senate. I mean, I think that's a done deal. And if they want to spend the next few years responding to subpoenas, they can. That's fine. You know, look, I don't care what the rules are. I've made my suggestion. You guys got to tell me what the rules are. But you're going to play by them, and it's going to hurt.
Well, the rules are constantly changing, it seems. I mean, obviously, they are constantly changing. I suppose the question is then, how would we possibly respond appropriately if they were to indict Trump?
You know, it's such a, I mean, it's so absurd. It's really hard to think, but I can see a number of things. Certainly, there will be a pushback. The House and the Senate will come to a complete stop. The Department of Justice, and of course, justice being in quotation marks, will end up defunded. So will the FBI. Probably should happen anyway. I could see Ron DeSantis saying, well, you know, he's a resident of Florida and you're not coming to get him. He's just not going. You're not getting him. And that would initiate a constitutional crisis. There's absolutely nothing good about this. And again, I want to emphasize the alleged criminal charges, which I never hear what the actual charge is, but the alleged criminal charges are absurd on their face. It's ridiculous. You're allowed to protest an election. If you weren't, the entire J6 kangaroo court committee would be in jail because most of them protested Bush's election and Trump's first election. This kind of thing is unsustainable, Charlie. You can't have two sets of justice. And that's what they want. And it's not going to work. History teaches us that. And so does our recent experience.
Yeah, it just seems as if the lack of clarity from a lot of, conservatives on this is rather telling. So, Kurt,
they'll get clear real quick. And we'll have that 180 pounds of Miracle Whip stuffed in a $5,000 suit named Mitt Romney. I'm sure he'll pipe up about, with the cliche du jour. But the rest, this is going to radicalize the conservatives, which, throw me in that briar patch.
So, this is Cut 71. I think this tape is very telling. So it's, I believe, Lester Holt from NBC News sitting down with the Attorney General Merrick Garland. And even the way Lester Holt asks the question, I think, is very revealing. For example, if Lester Holt was really bought in on this idea, he would have framed it this way. He would have said, now, Merrick Garland, a lot of your critics say that you're not moving fast enough in your indictment of Donald Trump. What is taking you so long? That would have been the way the regime media would have framed the question. Instead, it's like, hey, have you thought this through? So it's about a minute clip. Listen to this. It's very important, everyone. So, and then Kurt just answer right out after the clip, about a minute long, play cut 71.
You said in no uncertain terms the other day that no one is above the law.
Yeah.
That said, the indictment of a former president, of perhaps candidate for president, would arguably tear the country apart. Is that your concern as you make your decision down the road here? Do you have to think about things like that?
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who was criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
Kurt?
Well, that's just a flat out lie, because prosecutors, in fact, use their discretion all the time. The Democrat Soros prosecutors use their discretion not to charge actual criminals all the time. The Justice Department uses discretion not to charge criminal rioters who happen to be left-wing all the time. And they've used their discretion to overcharge and basically persecute and deprive the civil rights from January 6th defendants. So he is a liar. He is garbage. And, as much as it pains me to say, we should give thanks for Mitch McConnell preventing him from getting on the Supreme Court, because he's an absolute disgrace.
This is why Republicans are ill-equipped for this moment. Republican attorney generals and governors should come out and say, if you indict Donald Trump, we will indict Hunter Biden immediately and we'll figure out the charges later. Right?
Oh, we know we know Hunter Biden lied on his gun form, yet he's running around while the rest of us are supposed to be disarmed because a few left-wing psychotics decide to go on killing sprees. Look, this is unsustainable, Charlie. It cannot continue, and it's not.
But I think the unsustainability is the plan. I think they want the unrest. I think they encourage it. I think they think that the quicker the unrest happens, God forbid, I don't want unrest and you don't either, but I think that they want it to try to justify a national power grab. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com, amazing people, who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, president of Second Vote. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776, but now we're in the age of common nonsense. Today's common nonsense comes from the left's radical agenda. Inflation has reached a 40-year high, and we're headed into a recession. If you have common sense, the causes are obvious. Extreme environmental policies, massive government spending, and woke fund managers. The left has spent years trying to kill domestic fuel production, and now energy prices are skyrocketing. But instead of talking to American energy companies, Joe Biden is in Saudi Arabia begging Middle Eastern dictators to increase supply. When the far left and woke corporations push extremist environmental policies, they have serious consequences. According to research from the Heritage Foundation, American families have lost $6,800 per year due to inflation, and we'll all feel that. When government gets bigger, our paycheck gets smaller, and inflation is the inevitable result of massive government spending. But inflation doesn't just affect the dollars you spend. It also affects the dollars you invest by destroying the purchasing power of your dollar. The Wall Street Journal recently exposed how so-called ESG funds cost between 5 and 15 times as much as other funds, but perform worse. This is why SecondVote.com scores hundreds of companies on whether they support the leftist extreme environmental agenda. For 10 years, SecondVote has been looking out for conservative consumers, helping you to shop your values. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie. Kurt, you have some experience in defamation law. What are your thoughts on The View, Turning Point USA, being slandered and smeared by The View? Do you think we got a shot? Do we have a case here? You're a lawyer.
Well, you may or may not. And I'll certainly talk to you offline because I don't want to give everything away. I'm looking on my wall. My first plaintiff's case was a $3 million defamation win. I also, and it's public knowledge, so I can talk about it, defended Ben Shapiro against the Clock Boy lawsuit for defamation in Texas, which we won hands down. So I know a little about this stuff. The View shouldn't be calling people Nazis, and it shouldn't be saying that people are associated with Nazis. And I do know, I think it's cute that they, after they said that you and your organization were cavorting with Nazis, they came back and read a disclaimer and then promptly said more stuff. So I'm thinking right now there are some lawyers there pouring themselves a very stiff drink. But don't get your hopes up. A huge part of my practice is telling people, no, you don't have a defamation case. And it's because we have the First Amendment. You pretty much get to say whatever you want within very strict guidelines. They exist, but they're very strict. You can say what you want and no one can sue you. And that includes bad things about other people. It's very hard to win a defamation suit. Maybe easier after the Supreme Court revisits something called Sullivan versus New York Times, which would affect you guys because you guys are public figures. And the standards for abuse of public figures are much lower.
Well, but hold
than
on. But Kurt, no. They smeared our students, though. Those are not public figures. Minors.
That's a good argument. But good arguments lose all the time. Okay. I don't know what the answer is. And if I did, I would tell you offline, because I don't want to give their lawyers any help. But no, I think I've seen the gist of the cease and desist letter, and I think that was exactly appropriate. I think what they did was at the very least morally obnoxious. People need to stop calling other people Nazis when they're not Nazis. I don't think that's too much to expect in a society. There are a lot of bad people out there. You guys are not among them. But, you know, I think people should be circumspect in how they characterize others. Now, whether there's a remedy at law for that, that's always a very tough question. They're very hard cases to win.
I said earlier, if there's a 50-50 shot, we're going to go ahead and do it. I mean, look, there's never 100%. But if there's even a 50% chance, then it's worth the campaign to go against them. I know you can't, you know, possibly hedge on one side or the other, but in kind of more generalities, you know, why is it that these people are able to continue to get away with this so many times, one after the other?
Well, look, they get away with it because the law is designed to let people get away with it. The law disfavors defamation lawsuits. The remedy for hostile speech is generally considered, except on college campuses where they just outlaw all speech that they don't like, is more speech. There are certain circumstances where you can collect money damages for it. And, you know, you guys may or may not be in that category. And like I said, I spend in my conservative law practice, I spend an inordinate amount of time telling people, nah, you can't do it. And here's why you shouldn't do it. But there are other reasons. It strikes me as something that you want to explore in depth. And of course, if you ever want to give me a call, you guys got my cell number.
Yeah, yes, we do. Well, thank you. Yeah, Kurt, we're out of time. Thank you. We really appreciate it. And we'll see what happens. If we got a 50-50 shot, we're going for it. We're not going to let our kids be smeared and slandered by that. Kurt Schlichter, author of We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. We appreciate it. Look, inflation is out of control, and you need physical things you can touch in your investment portfolio. Now gas is $7 a gallon. A 10-year-old Honda Civic will set you back $20,000, and rent is $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You could try trading stocks or buy mutual funds, but returns are sinking fast. You'd have to make at least 10% with charges just to break even. And if you're looking at retiring comfortably, well, they're not even options. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll put you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself financially safe again. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more. NobleGoldInvestments.com. I'm a big fan, big supporter. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. With us right now is one of my favorite comedians and commentators, someone who I listen to on a regular basis, Adam Carolla, author of the new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. I'll make sure I got that right. Adam, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Thanks, Charlie.
So, Adam, what is your new book about?
Well, it's about whatever the questions were. So normally, this is my sixth book. Normally, I sit down and write about what I want to write about. In this book, I wrote about whatever anyone asked me. So it's celebrity questions and fan questions. And it's an interesting process because it got me to think about things I never would have formally thought of, because I would just write about the stuff I was thinking about. And it got me out of my box, and it made for some interesting dialogue. So I think your fans will like it.
Yeah, I'm flipping through parts of it right now. So this is one of the questions here. Jesse from Lafayette, Louisiana. It says, I have a traditional fear of death and loss of loved ones. It clouds my thoughts and helps me from enjoying life. I know I'm being, I won't say the word on air, let's just say weak. But how do you block out negative thoughts of your own mortality, especially as a fellow atheist? I don't know you're an atheist, Adam. That's interesting. How did you, just give us a teaser, how did you answer that in this book? It seems as if there's a couple questions just around that topic here.
I'm probably somewhere between atheist and agnostic. And it's not that I don't want to believe. I just didn't grow up in that environment, so I didn't have any base for it in my life. I can't remember what I told that guy to do. I think I told him to kill himself.
Yeah, you said, my advice is to get super busy. That's what you said. If you have a bunch of responsibilities, you wouldn't care if you died. It would almost be a relief. think about it.
Yeah, I feel like I had this thought, like, and it's funny, I talked to Dr. Drew about it. You may feel this way as well. I think maybe Dennis Prager feels this way as well, which is, I used to dread cross-country airline flights. I'd be like, oh, 6 hours of sitting in the same seat. I'm so busy now that I actually look forward to a six-hour airline. It's like, oh, I get left alone. The phone's not going to ring. I can read something.
That's exactly
right. You know, it's so weird. And I realize death is really just the next logical extension to a six-hour airline flight that you're looking forward to.
Yes, especially in the third world country we live in now, when it's 4 hours delayed and you have two people breathing all over you.
Yes.
And so you kind of go through all these different topics here, and it's basically, you could call it an Ask Me Anything, basically, what you did here, Adam, kind of like what used to do on Reddit before it became a total cesspool. And you just answer questions from your listeners. So you've written a couple books, and it's around you definitely have some themes here that I think are super interesting, which is, you're one of the most successful comedians ever, and especially of our era, and you are outspoken against all this woke stuff. Adam, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. Have you seen any progress at all as far as people pushing against this woke stuff in, you know, comedian circles, or is it just getting worse and the country is just becoming less funny, to put it bluntly?
I think guys like Bill Maher are sort of the canary in the coal mine for us. People who think like we think. 2 years ago, I didn't hear much from him or much pushback. In the last 4 months, it's a constant pushback against the woke progressive movement. So if you took Bill Maher, not that he speaks for every comedian, but just that he's a good kind of bellwether. He's a guy who's liberal and he's left, but he's also intellectually honest. And he also believes in freedom of speech. And when you hear guys like that piping up about this subject, that means the pendulum is starting to swing back.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. You also made another point recently, Adam, that I've heard you say, which is that the smart people are starting to defect from the woke. That you're starting, people like Glenn Greenwald and Matt Taibbi, and can you build that out a little bit more? Greg Gutfeld mentioned this as well over the weekend, that the people that kind of are able to sustain themselves outside of an infrastructure of, you know, Teen Vogue or whatever, they're actually pushing back against this. Can you help elaborate on that?
Yeah, it was funny. I was interviewing Gutfeld when I was in New York for my podcast, and we were having a really interesting conversation, and I came up with this hypothesis, because we're kind of wondering, who are the people that are stepping outside of the lines on the left and speaking their mind? Who are the people that are risking getting fired from their job because they're stepping up and they're speaking up? And I said, I think it's the people who are good, or I should put a finer point on it, who are excellent and understand it, which is to say, and I come from a blue collar world. I have a guy who works for me right now. His name is Sean. He makes good money. He's a fabricator. He puts cars together. He puts metal together. He's very skilled at what he does. I can't push him around. If I start pushing him around, he'll go across the street. He'll quit. Not that I want to push him around, but he's not going to take a bunch of, you know, I'm not going to be able to say, look, wear double mask and you got to pledge allegiance to the January 6th committee. He'll just go, F you, I'm going across the street. Because he has a skill, a very
that's
skill.
So interesting.
He's very good at it. And the people you mentioned are good at what they do. Most people are trying to hang on to a job and they live in the middle. So if you work for the Los Angeles Times, you work for the New York Times, you better shut up because you're lucky to have a job. When you're excellent and you sort of know it, you can go, I disagree with the powers that be. And if you want to fire me, fire me. I'll go across the street. Right. I'll go make my own job. And I've always felt that way comedically. I've always felt like I'm good. And everyone is always like, well, why don't you toe the party line? Or how come you don't do this? Or how come you don't agree with that? I'm like, I have a sense of humor. I don't have to do that. If you're somewhere in between, and there's people in between in metal fabrication, there's people in between in journalism, and there's people in between in comedy, you better shut up. And that's why you get a overwhelming majority of people going along with this crap, not because they believe it, but because they're so-so at their job and they're scared.
That is so smart. And people like Joe Rogan, for example, he's like, I don't have to put up with your stuff. I don't. I'm going to do whatever I want. And but the people that don't have a lot of talent, they're really afraid of not being part of a massive organization. And you're seeing that gravitation of talent. So that's a perfect segue to The View, which has made recent news in a couple days. As you probably saw, Adam, maybe not, The View comes out and smears all of our Turning Point USA students as Nazis. Whoopi Goldberg can't help herself. What's your thoughts on this entire thing? I mean, The View used to be kind of somewhat of a show that was down the middle. Now it's just become a far left wing Democrat propaganda program. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, just from a, let's just approach it. Forget about their politics for a second. Let's just approach it from a pure entertainment standpoint. There are some of the least talented cows in the world on that show. They are so unfunny. They've dropped funny. They've dropped entertaining. They're now just up there railing against whoever they perceive to be on the right. So just from a purely, you know, pure entertainment standpoint, they should be taken off the air. But in also, Charlie, I was watching some of the coverage of the fake Nazis outside of your event. And I was thinking to myself, what are they protesting? Like, there's a few different ways you could perceive that. Nazis hate Turning Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Nazis wish they could have got in to give a symposium. Like, I'm not even able to do the math correctly. Usually when people, when the trans community comes out, they are coming out against Dave Chappelle. So they're not saying Dave Chappelle is trans. They're trans, and they're coming
out against
the opposite of trans. So if you have neo-Nazis protesting out in front, then it should be an event for the Jewish Americans of Unite or something, right?
That's exactly right. That's what never made sense to me, is that are they telling us that we're not Nazis, therefore they're against us? The whole thing didn't make any sense whatsoever. And of course the View comes out and they smear us. So Adam, we're almost out of time. I want to just mention the book again. And the book is Everything Reminds Me of Something. And it's going to do very, very well. Everyone should pick up a copy. Any other thoughts on this, Adam, on your book that you want our audience to be aware of?
Well, first and foremost, unlike The View, it's funny. I realize my job is to be funny.
No, I just laughed. I was laughing reading parts of it. It's hilarious. It is. It's really good.
And, in you know, things get political. People take sides, so on and so forth. But first and foremost, it's always funny, just like all my books are. So if you want a little break and you want to laugh, by all means. But go to Amazon and read the reviews. And if it doesn't seem funny to you, then don't buy it. But if it does, get two of them.
One of my favorite parts of the book is this guy says, where's the worst place you ever visited? And it says it's Joe from Middleton, Delaware. And you give some answer. And he said, well, actually, no, it was probably Middleton, Delaware. So it's hilarious. Adam, thank you so much. Again, everyone go pick up a copy of the book. Adam is... he's a comedian, and he's good at it, and he's refused to bend a knee to all these people. Everything Reminds Me of Something by Adam Carolla. Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Appreciate it. So we're going to be doing an entire press campaign on this. I'm only going to touch on this briefly, but we've had a little bit of a busy week. Student Action Summit, The View, and the college scam. We have a lot going on. But I do want to mention another thing that Turning Point USA is doing, where we have had a donor step up and we are funding a billboard campaign across the heartland of the country with this messaging. We are doing these billboards all across America saying Bill Gates and the CCP are buying up farmland across America. Who is letting this happen? So we are having these billboards all across America trying to raise awareness in the heartland. We right now have billboards in Montana. We have them in Minnesota. We have them in South and North Dakota. Because as you well know, Republican governors are okay, it seems as if, with Bill Gates buying up all this farmland, with the CCP buying up this farmland. I believe this is one of the most important issues. By the way, billboards are super cheap and they get the word out. Why is it that we are allowing kleptocrats and the Chinese Communist Party to come in and purchase our fertile farmland? Now, if you go actually into the World Economic Forum, we played this tape previously, we'll play it again. Jane Goodall, Remember, she said that the world's problems will be solved by mass depopulation. Bill Gates buying up the farmland has flirted with the depopulation movement before. Play cut one.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
Now, Bill Gates said once, quote, the world today has about 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great new job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we can lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Gates allegedly was talking about the reducing the rate of population growth, not by population by 10 or 15%. Gates said, quote, amazingly, as children survive, parents feel as if they'll have enough kids to support them in their old age, so they'll choose to have less children. So it is a stated goal of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to try to say we need less people on the planet in population growth. It's a little bit murky. I'm not going to label him by saying that Bill Gates himself has been advocating for total depopulation. I do have my suspicions that that is a deeply held sentiment of his. However, the point is, why would we allow the Chinese Communist Party, the sworn enemy of the United States, and Bill Gates to buy up this farmland? Well, in a state near you, Turning Point USA is putting up billboards trying to raise awareness on this. And for all of you listening in North Dakota, for all of you listening in South Dakota, for all of you listening in Arkansas, why are your governors allowing this to happen? You know, a good fellow patriot and a friend of mine is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. If Sarah Huckabee Sanders becomes governor of Arkansas, I am going to personally lobby her that it's illegal, that Bill Gates should be able to own all this farmland in Arkansas. It should not be allowed. Now, some people say they've emailed with freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, it's a free market. How dare you try to prevent the private property rights of another? Look, I love free markets, and free markets need to serve people. However, when markets start to serve people that hate America, such as Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party, are we just going to stick to the same old sound bites, or will we make prudent and small and proper adjustments to say that someone like Bill Gates should not be disenfranchising the normal everyday American worker or farmer so that he can own another couple hundred thousand pieces of farmland? By the way, why do we allow the Chinese Communist Party to buy farmland near our military installations? Can we buy farmland near CCP military installations? Do you think American citizens can go into China and buy farmland next to the Chinese Air Force bases, yet we allow the Chinese Communist Party to come in to North Dakota and to go buy farmland near the military base, all of which is sponsored by Governor Burgum in North Dakota? He's a fan of it. He's a super fan. He actually helped foster this to happen. This is something that we're continuing to do at Turning Point USA. We're going to keep the exposure up. Just ask them the question, why are we allowing this to happen? Nonpartisan educational campaign. Why are we allowing Bill Gates and the CCP to buy up our precious farmland? As always, you can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want your thoughts throughout the day. Someone just said here, Anthony said, Charlie, sue the View. Make them Turning Point's top donor. We are contemplating massive legal action against the View. And we're going to see what our chances are. Lawyers have different opinions, so we're going to look at all of them, and we'll see what happens. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Again, it is College Scam Book Launch Week. You guys will see me on Jesse Waters tonight, as well as some other programs throughout the week, collegescam.com. It's one way that you guys can support Turning Point USA. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.